Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today in episode 382, we're going to talk about domains. Is there value in owning lots of domains? I can tell you, between Tim and I, we own lots of domains.
Yeah.
Whether or not there's value in it, you'll find out our opinion by the end of this episode. So, Tim, is there value in owning a lot of domains?
I think it depends what your intent is, because there's people that buy domains and resell domains and stuff like that. And so I personally, that's not a business I want to get into. I mainly buy domains that, and I think it's similar to you, that I potentially want to use, you know, may have plans of using, or want to make sure that, you know, one of my competitors doesn't go and buy the domain or something like that. Or if it's like, you know, a branded, I might not use it ever, but it's a part of my brand and one of my products or something like that. And I just don't want anyone else buying it and using it and, you know, confusing people.
Yeah, you bring up some good points. I think I'm kind of in the same boat. I think some of it is for, you know, to be proactive and to use the domains to, you know, build your business, help your business grow. But a lot of them are defensive. You know, they are to help protect your business. So, for example, you know, you've got a great product that does really well. You know, if you don't own the domain for that product, you know, and you've got some serious search volume going to it, that's just an easy scoop for someone to pick up. And then you're battling competitors, you know, for your own product name and stuff. And that's just really not good at all. Now, we're talking about productizing on the internet and selling things like Tim and I do on our product side of our business and stuff. But, you know, is there value in if you only do web design work, you know, web client work and stuff? And my opinion is that you can go way overboard with, you know, domains if you're doing web design in your city and stuff. So that's where I don't think you need to be as protective because, you know, I mean, you know, if somebody's going to come after your webdesignagency.com, you know, that you've already built up a brand for and stuff, well, more power to them and stuff. I think it comes more into play with productizing on the internet and selling products and stuff where it could hurt you more.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Like, I think, I don't know if it's used much anymore, but it used to be a strategy for like local SEO. People would buy domains, you know, that are localized. So Austin, Texas web design, or Austin web design, you know, Round Rock web design, whatever it may be. And, you know, try to use that to rank. And there is some SEO value in having the keywords in your domain, but there's not a ton. And so for something that gets, you know, significant search volume and there's a lot of websites ranking for it, if you just own the domain, you're not going to automatically rank one out of your, or rank first. You know, if there's people there that have other, you know, a lot more valuable SEO factors like backlinks and lots of content, you know, a history. And so, yeah, I don't see that being used anymore. Maybe I just haven't looked for it so much, but you know, for like a local business, a web design business, building a brand is much more valuable than having keyword rich domains. Cause then, like you said, David, you're going to go overboard and buy every city and every combination and not, you know, this and that. And it's just not worth the money or the time. Focus on building a brand, creating good content. You'll get plenty of good search traffic.
Absolutely. Well, there you go, folks. I think Tim and I both agree that there is value in owning lots of domains. It just depends on the situation, but there's not value in owning domains just for the sake of owning domains. If you plan on using them, great, make the investments. If they're strategic and defensive to protect your brand, great, make the investment. But if you're doing it just to not protect your brand, but stop people from doing something, is probably not a good idea, and you're going to be throwing money away and stuff. So, yeah. Tomorrow we've got another great topic for you on WP the Podcast. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.